Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's performance-based layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, Mike here with BeastNet, and on this week's episode, I've got with me Matt Solom. So, how you doing, Matt?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. So for our listeners that don't know, kind of let them know who is Matt. So,
yeah, hey everyone. Really want to thank Mike and the Beast OCR and the BeastNet team for bringing me on this week. I know Mike and I have been trying to connect for a long time, and finally our schedules worked. I live in the Salt Lake City, Utah area, and I've been doing obstacle racing since about 2013, and have been involved. Been involved with OCR races since then, and really got into the endurance side of things, and kind of shifted myself more to doing more endurance events than I really do obstacle races nowadays. And but still love the community and still love getting out and seeing everyone. So, on a personal side, my day job, I'm a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. That's what keeps me going during the day, but nights and weekends, it's this kind of thing, obstacle racing, endurance events and the like. So.
See, that's awesome. I mean, not to sound bad, but it always makes me think of, you know, Joe Morofsky from American Ninja Warrior. So,
yeah.
He's what are they called? The meteorologist ninja or the weather ninja or whatever. And every time I like see that you're a meteorologist, I'm like, hey, it's like it must be part of that career. You get bored. You just want to go do obstacles. I don't know. But
yeah, when you're sitting in an office all day, yeah, you got to get out and do other things than sit in front of the computer all day. So,
and see, I think it's one of those things too. Is like most of us, we think of a meteorologist. We think of, you know, we watch TV and we see the people with the green screen pointing out, hey, you know, there's rain coming in through here and all that, and we don't think about the science involved behind it. And that's kind of what you do, right? You're more of the science behind it of figuring out where you think the weather patterns are going to go and stuff like that, right?
You're right. That's the first question I get is what channel you're on. I'm like, no, not on TV unless I'm doing an interview or something like that. But I lived in Montana for about 7 years and I did forecasting and shift work and then really got into the science part of it. But since living in Utah, kind of gotten away a little bit from that in my current job. I do a lot more interaction with federal agencies like FEMA and EPA and try to get involved with their side of things and see where we can support them from a weather standpoint. So not so much in the science anymore, but definitely our agency as a whole is definitely a science-based organization, all about, you know, mainly behind the scenes work. So,
yeah, I see you travel a lot. So, I mean, you're always posting that you're at the airport leaving for somewhere. And sometimes it's Spartan races and stuff like that. And I know where you're going. And other times I'm like, okay, there's no Spartan race there. So it's got to be something for work. So,
yeah, I do a lot it keeps me on my toes, do a lot of traveling for work and attending meetings and exercises and preparedness type activities. So, when the real events happen, we're ready to go. So,
see, where were you in Hawaii last year? When I was in Hawaii, anyone who's listened to the episodes knows how like much I say it wasn't horrible. It was like everyone saw me. Oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, it's like a Tuesday in Washington, guys. There's nothing happening. So, because we were on Oahu, Oahu was like the least hit. Of the islands, all the other ones, there was some major damage in the other islands, but Oahu, we didn't have nothing. It was like, yeah, they're like, oh my God, you don't have to race. You wasted such a trip. I'm like, I'm still in Hawaii. I mean, not that bad, people.
I definitely had some friends reaching out to me, hey, what's this hurricane going to do? And, you know, gave it a best shot. And, you know, I know they ended up canceling the race, and but you're in Hawaii, right? It couldn't have been that bad.
No, it wasn't. And like I said, I mean, it's like no matter what happens, I'm still in Hawaii. And I'm going this year. It actually means that I have to go back because, you know, I have to get that trifecta. So, you know, and this year we've decided we're going for 2 weeks. So there better not be any hurricane this time. So, yeah.
We'll cross our fingers for you. And we'll try to keep our hands off the weather button and try to give you good weather.
Hopefully.
Right?
I mean, it was the first hurricane to have like landfall in Hawaii in 20 something years. So, I mean, it's not like it's a normal thing. So, yeah.
Not a direct hit like that, no, or getting really close like that. And they had a couple different times out there last year. So it was pretty incredible year for them.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. So hopefully this year will be better, but. So, and I know before we started recording, me and you were talking about trying to figure out where we remember where we first met, and we couldn't remember. It's got to be, it's Spartan Street Team something, one of those races. So somewhere we met along the way. So, but it's always been nice. I mean, I've always enjoyed talking with you, and I think in, what was it, Vegas this year? Was it Vegas where I met you and Faith? I don't remember, but it's always been nice.
Yep.
Yeah. I know Vegas has been kind of one where me and you seem to run in a lot. I know we did Vegas 2 years ago. Me and you ran the sprint with the core flag for.
Yes, we did.
For Kim and Karina. And I always forget the third girl's name for the girls from the core group that got injured in. I know we did that. So we've had some fun together and, you know, done stuff. So how did your Spartan journey really start? Cause I know you've done a lot with Spartan. You were street team for a while. You did some staff stuff. I mean, you did a lot kind of with Spartan. I know you were part of some of the hurricane heats. You were really helping, not a participant, but like kind of staff helping people along. How did that go?
Yeah, so my Spartan journey started back in 2013, and you know, before that, you know, I had done some 5Ks. You know, I got into the Dirty Dash a little bit and some of the local mud races, and you know, like a lot of people, they come across Groupon, you know, Spartan race, what is that? And like, I don't know, I'll sign up for it. Looks cool, you know, the description and pictures look cool, and. So I signed up for, bought a Groupon for the Utah Beast at that time. It was a Beast back in 2013 here and, up at Soldier Hollow and got signed up for it and didn't have a clue what I was doing. And I went out there and these beat up tennis shoes and with no traction and a cotton t-shirt and long shorts and like a lot of people do. And, you know, after that, I did meet some, quite a few people around here that did those races, and a couple of them were street team members. So I did my first race, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. I'm hooked. I got to do more of these, and got roped into the street team, right? You know, that was in the summertime, and I think by fall, wintertime that year, 2013, early 2014, I was on the street team. And kind of took off from there. So, did street team for a number of years and increased the number of races over those next few years. And then working one of the races and one of the street team leads asked me, hey, do you want to work a race as staff? I'm like, well, what does that mean? We have an opening for bag check or merchandise, or I think at the time. And ended up working a Utah race here on the on one of those. I couldn't remember which one, but I'm like, wow, that was cool. You know, okay, yeah, you did great. And, you know, if you want to work some more races next year, we'll get you in the schedule. And so that following year, cut down on the races a little bit, but ended up working some races as staff, mainly rotating between bag check and merchandise. And at that point, I started to get involved with the hurricane heats too a little bit. did my first hurricane heat back in Montana. And Joe DeSena was the cryptea, lead cryptea for that one. So that was fun. And got hooked after that. Yeah, that was a really cool experience. And cameras everywhere. They were actually shooting some footage for some advertising, some of the promo videos that you see out there. Even some of the footage today, some of that gets leaked into there. But
nice.
So got into that more and, you know, kind of got a little bit away from the racing. Was still involved with staff. And then after I did a number of hurricane heats, I started helping out, you know, kind of volunteering with some of those and kind of helping lead, helping the cryptea lead some of those events as well. And so that's kind of where I'm at today, you know, still doing a little bit of staff work and slowly transitioning, you know, more to the endurance side and helping out more and more with that. And not doing as many races per se, but when I do get out there, I'm more of a helping and, you know, not really caring about time type of thing. And, you know, trying to help new people get through their first races and that kind of thing. So that's been fun. And working a few races here and there. And also, you know, like I said, getting more on the endurance side and helping out more with that. So that's been a fun journey. And looking back at, I've done over 50 races, 50 Spartan races, a number of hurricane heats in 12 hours. And so it's been a fun career so far.
Yeah, I'd say like, I know when I ran into you and Faith in Vegas, I think you guys had just finished one of the hurricane heats, hadn't you? And then we're doing one of the races with us. I can't remember.
Yeah,
You guys were tired. Yeah, it looked very beat.
Yeah, we did the 12-hour on Friday night and the Saturday morning there, and with Amanda and Rusty Keel leading that one. And well, they put us through the ringer for sure. It was pretty long night, pretty heavy night, a lot of sandbags and a lot of miles. And we were definitely exhausted by the end of that one for sure.
That's awesome. See, I'm one of those ones that I've mentioned on the podcast before. I like the races, and I'm not sure about the endurance events. I've done the 4-hour hurricane heats. I've done two of them, and it's been a while. One of them I did, the very first one I did, Dingo, was the cryptea. And the second one I did was, what was his name, Cody, I believe. And Dingo was a participant. So he wasn't the cryptea. He was one of us. And he was actually the one that was pretty much, he spent almost the entire 4 hours, like right next to me, helping me make sure I got through it. And that was amazing. And I mean, not to sound bad, but in some ways it kind of ruined the hurricane heats for me. Cause it's like, I'm never going to get that experience again where I pretty much have Dingo getting me through it. And you know, so I want to do another one, but I think I've got to get over some of my issues, my physical issues, before I go for another one. But that is in my bucket list. I want to do it 12 hours, so at least.
So, well, there you go. Yeah, it's you'll get back out there, man. I know you will. And you know, that's what's cool about the endurance community is you get into those events and everyone's helping each other. It's, you know, no, we're not timed or anything like that. And everyone's trying to help each other get through the events. And it's really cool when you go out and do one of these events with, you know, with the cryptea leading you, and then, you know, you show up the next one, they're standing right beside you in the trenches with you. So just showing you that, you know, they're not just out there leading, but they're also in the trenches with you, helping you too. So it's a pretty amazing community.
It's a great community. And I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I've been lucky enough to meet Dingo and some of those guys and really spend time with them. And it's, I don't know what, it was after Hawaii when I DNF'd because of my foot. And Dingo was the one that looked at me and he basically said that I didn't keep the mission first. It was part of the problem because I was helping somebody else. Even though I was hurt, I was helping someone else. I was making sure I didn't leave anyone behind, but he's like, you didn't keep the mission first. So by the time you hit that certain point, I missed the time hack. And I should have at some point been like, okay, dude, you're injured and you need to like step off instead of trying to help him through. And that's kind of, you learn a lot from those endurance events of how to, you know, how to tackle life and how to tackle the races. I mean, you know, it's the warrior ethos of, you know, what is it? I was trying to think. I was looking at my dog tag, of course, here that has my warrior ethos on it. You know, what is it? The first one, I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. Yep. And I will never leave a fallen comrade behind. And Dingo, and I never thought about it before that, where Dingo's like, really, the way they're placed, it's that order for a reason. You know, and I never thought about it. I mean, really, missions first, you know, and then you don't accept defeat, you never quit, and you don't leave a fallen comrade, but you still place the mission first. And that's one of the things I never really thought about. And it's, you learn a lot from them, you know, and if you get the Cryptea and you really listen to them and you talk to them afterwards, you can learn a lot. And it's, I think that's what I love about this community. So the endurance community. Also,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And when you get to a 12-hour, it's, you know, when you start talking about, you know, the cuts, you know, people get cut in those, you know, not everyone finishes. And those warrior ethos in the 4-hour, you know, they, like I said, they have a certain order there, but even the US transition to the 12-hour, and it's, you got to look at it a little bit different. You still look at the ethos, but they're in a little bit different order, especially when you get to those individual time hacks and and things like that, you know. So you gotta rethink it a little bit, especially when you get to those individual missions. So it's
and I've heard that,
but yeah, those, yeah, yep,
because I know I've heard like the 24-hour that they had in Seattle a couple years ago. I don't know if they done another one besides that one, but they did
they've
24-hour. I know there's a couple of people that got cut, but or missed a time hack, but decided to stay and still continue, even though they're like, "Well, I'm not getting anything, but I just want the experience." And they were still like, the Cryptea decided to still give them, you know, the everything for as if they'd finished the medal, because they still stuck around and helped and done everything. So it's the Cryptea. I mean, it's kind of all a challenge in a way. I feel like, you know, and a lot of it, it's like, you know, it's a test. Like, hey, yeah, you failed, but if you want to stick around and hang out and do whatever, go for it. And the people that said, yeah, cool, I want to hang out and do whatever, they still ended up getting the medal, which I thought was pretty cool.
Right, right. Yeah, I was up there for the 24-hour. I ended up helping out that with the 12-hour, and then transitioned over to the other half, the last half of the 24-hour there, and helped out that. And that was the first ever one up there. They have done some 24-hour hurricane heat since then with the H3X. They've tied in the into there, but they've not done a standalone 24-hour since then, at least in the U.S. And but for a while there was not going to be a 24-hour again ever, and they did bring it back by popular demand, so which is good to see. So
yeah, which is good. Which I mean, and that's what I like about Spartan. Spartan always seems to be kind of evolving, so which is good. So. They'll do stuff like that, like a 24-hour where it seemed like it was supposed to be like the first of a few. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they're like, yeah, nope, this is it. And then there was popular demand. Everyone's like, hey, no, I want to do this. And they decided to bring it back. So, but they brought it back in a different way. So they seem to be really good at the evolving part. So.
Yeah, the H3X, the H3X is something I've not been able to participate in, but it's a pretty cool format they have there, starting with the 4-hour, and then you can grab your you know, your wedge and your dog tag and go home, or you can, you know, test it and, or yeah, kind of give it your all and all or nothing, go for the 12 and then, you know, up to the 24 hours. So it gives people some options, which is cool. So
that is, it is awesome. So yeah, I need to get more into that. I'm just right now, I'm trying to, with some of my health issues, trying to just kind of keep track with the races. I missed Montana for the first time in 5 years this year, so which is driving me nuts. I'm really not happy that I missed Montana. I mean, it's Montana's like my home race. That's where I started. So this year, I think it's going to end up being Tahoe to replace that. So at some point, I should probably tell my wife that I've already signed up for Tahoe, but she doesn't know that part yet. But, you know, whatever. I already transferred my Montana race. I would have put over to Tahoe. So, but, so that's probably going to be a replacement of that. So that'll be interesting.
Montana's my favorite venue, and I don't get to go up there every year, and I did miss it this year, unfortunately. So I was a little jealous of all the, watching all the pictures and the scenery and stuff, and it looked absolutely amazing up there as always. And maybe next year for me, but yeah, the Mountain Series medals are awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I have the 2015 Founders Medal from Montana, which I don't know if you've seen that one. That's a really cool one with the spears on it. So, and then 16,
yeah, I do. I've got a couple of those. Yeah. Yep.
I'd like them to bring back those Founders rates. They were cool. 16 wasn't anything special. 16 was just a normal medal, I think. Yeah. And then 17, I think, was a normal medal. And 18, they had the Mountain Series. And this year, they had a really cool Mountain Series one that I didn't get. But, you know, whatever. I'll try and get my triple, you know, and hit Tahoe, so hopefully so. But
there you go.
It's going to be an interesting, like, month and a half, though, because I think that's going to be Hawaii, Seattle, and Tahoe are all within, about 7 or 8 weeks. Like, they're all right there, one right after the other. So it'll be interesting. But hopefully I'll get them all, and then I'll get my trifecta, my triple trifecta. So I think we should take a quick break real quick, hear from our sponsors. And then once we come back, I want to hear about all the stuff you've got coming up. We've talked about kind of, you know, where Matt's been. Let's find out where Matt's going. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
Sounds great.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
All right, so we're back from break. So like I mentioned, we talked about where you've been, you know, so we kind of got an idea of where Matt's come from. So where are you going? I know you've got some things planned in the future and some things coming up. So let us kind of know about that.
Yeah, so a few years ago, a group of us got together and we're like, well, you know, we've got, you know, and like I mentioned earlier in the podcast here is, you know, I really was, got really been getting really into the endurance side of things. And you're like, well, we don't have a lot of endurance events here in Utah, at least kind of spread throughout the year. You know, every once in a while, Spartan,
yeah,
we'll bring a hurricane here. And we do have some go ruck events that are fun to do. But you know, those are few and far between as well, but we need something else to, you know, for those that don't want to travel. And so we came up with an endurance event we've been doing for a few years, a group of us, and, you know, and it was time to, kind of form a company around it. And, you know, we did some registrations, and we needed to become a little bit more official for what we're doing. And then on the other side, one of my good friends, Tiffany Christensen, has been doing the Warriors for Warriors 5K for several years now. And so her and I were like, you know, we've been doing these events for a while, but we need to create a brand and a company and a business mm-hmm. structure and umbrella yeah. around it. And so this kind of last year, late last year, we put our heads together and we're like, you know, now's the time. If we're going to do this, and now's the time. It's either now or not going to do it. So we ended up taking the leap, and we created a new company called True North Endurance and Events, where mm-hmm. we can have these events underneath that umbrella. So in a nutshell,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's been keeping us really busy the first half of this year, and trying to figure out how to run a business and making sure we're doing things legally and things like that. Meanwhile, trying to get all these events set up. So we've got I'll start with the Warriors for Warriors 5K. This is the third year that Tiffany has been kind of the lead organizer on it. And, you know, each of the years is really built around, you know, looking at giving back to the community, especially the veteran side, the law enforcement side, and really trying to show support and for that group of people that really give so much for our communities, our country, and really allow us to do the cool things we've already talked about on this show here. Is, you know, we can never show enough appreciation, but we try. And so Tiffany's been doing an outstanding job, you know, running that event. We're in our third year this year. And this year, so each year of this Warriors for Warriors 5K, we pick an organization to basically support and donate some money to from some of the proceeds that we get in through registration. And so this year we mm-hmm. picked Team RWB. And for those that don't know, Team RWB, Team Red, White, Blue, it's a national organization, and their mission statement is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activity. And we've really become pretty involved here the last couple of years with the local Salt Lake City chapter, and have got to do some great events with them. And, you know, we decided it was time to, you know, make them our main beneficiary for this year's Warriors for Warriors 5K. So that's coming up here on August 24th. And like I said, it's a 5K here in the Salt Lake City area. And, you know, people, you know, there's like in every big area, there's 5Ks all over the place. Every weekend you can, you know, you can find a 5K. But we really try to take it up a notch and try not to make it like your typical 5K. We have a lot of different activities, both before and after the 5K. We got some team building activities, tug of war and things like that. And we also, when people register, they can put who they're running for, whether it's someone that's still with us here or someone that's passed away or in the running in memory of them. And we take all those names and we put them on some signs, individual signs that we have throughout the course. So when people are running, they can look for their person that they're running for, their name. And then after the race, we give them those signs and they can take them home and kind of a little commemoration of that 5K that they ran for them. And we always have a great raffle with that as well. And, you know, the other thing that we do is, you know, we're in here in Utah and not everyone can make the race, whether they don't live in the area, but they still want to support, or they can't make it for whatever reason. So we also offer the virtual 5K version where people can sign up and then they can run it anytime, anywhere they want, and still get the really cool medal and t-shirt and still support Team RWB. So So that's been a real popular option as well. Yeah.
So if our listeners wanted to sign up for that, because some of us might be in Utah, but most of us aren't. I mean, I'm a Puyallup. I'm not sure if they'd let me in Utah. I go there when I go to Vegas. I stay in St. George, but I kind of have to hide because, you know, I know the truth and I ignore it, so they don't like me in Utah. anyone who's listening who's Mormon will know what I'm talking about. But I grew up Mormon, so that's why I make jokes.
Oh,
like
that. Okay.
my whole family's Mormon, and I'm obviously anyone who knows me knows that I'm not. So what would be, where would someone go to find that? So if I was going to sign up for the virtual, which I really want to now, where would I go to do that?
So we're on Facebook, True North Endurance and Events. You can Google us on there or search us on there. But we also do have a website. The website's www.truenorthee.com. So we wanted to try to keep our website short. So the endurance events part, we kind of shrunk down to the first two letters there, EE. So truenorthee.com, and all the information's on there with the registration link and the like there. So again, it's the event, the in-person event's on August 24th, but the virtual 5K can complete anytime in August. So or really anytime leading up to then. So.
Okay. So I will make sure when I post this episode that I will put a link to that so people can get to that, because that's awesome. So it's in August. I'll have to find a time in August to do that, because my August is crazy, but yeah.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that, you know, you don't have to do a run. You can walk it, you can hike it, you can ruck it, you can swim it, bike it, whatever. So that's the cool thing. Is we want to get people out active and, support some good causes here with the 5K side of things is, you know, all geared towards veterans and our law enforcement, military, things like that. So that's what we're really, really shooting for there, is to support that group that really, you know, there's a lot of activities out there that support them, but we can't support them enough. And that's what we're trying to do is give back where we can. Yeah.
So basically, any of my friends that are listening that are going to Hawaii with me this year, we need to sign up for this. And I think what we need to do is do a 5K hike up Diamond Head in Hawaii and call that and do that our Warrior 5K. So, yeah, there we go. So that's my plan right now. So. I think that'll be awesome. We can hike Diamond Head, so we get a hike Diamond Head in Oahu, and then we get this virtual 5K out of the way as well. So while we're in Hawaii, so it's a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, I think
so.
You can't beat that, no.
No. Well, see, now we were supposed to hike Diamond Head last year, but because of the rain and everything else, they'd actually closed down the trail for fear of flooding. So we weren't able to do it. So next year, I know Serena and Justin and all those people are going to be with me in Hawaii. So we're going to have to, we planned on hiking Diamond Head anyway. So this, you know, kills two birds with one stone. We get to hike Diamond Head and we get the 5K done. So I like this. This is good. And it benefits RWB. So. Which two of the people that were with us in Hawaii last year that won't be able to be there this year are part of RWB. So, see, it's a win all the way around. So, yeah. Right on.
So that's the 5K part of it. So, like I mentioned before at the beginning of this segment here, I talked about endurance. So we have the 5K on the event side. We also have an endurance side here. And so we're continuing doing some endurance events here in the Utah area as well under this True North Endurance and Events brand. And so we created a new brand and thing for that too. And so we came up with with the term or the acronym RISE. And so that's what our basic introductory endurance event is called, is RISE. And that stands for Resilience, Integrity, Service, and Endurance. And so there's four different components that we're going to try to bring into these RISE events. And our inaugural kickoff event is going to be on June 1st here in Sandy, Utah. That's one of the suburbs of Salt Lake City here. But we want to instill all four of those elements into these endurance events that we're doing called RISE. So resilience, we're going to be putting folks through, you might see some similar activities, but we're going to try to spice things up a little bit and change things up a little bit and try to do some different things that folks might not have seen in some of the Go Rocks or Hurricane Heats that they've done or other endurance events out there too. And integrity, we want everyone that goes through these events to learn about integrity, build their integrity, and have integrity to finish. Because some of the tasks that they're going to be doing, the staff and volunteers may not have an eye on everyone. And, we don't want people to cut corners and cheat. And so we want folks to have some integrity out there as well and then kind of teach that and instill that in people's minds. And like we did with the 5K giving back, we want to also give back on the endurance side as well. So that's why we have the service component to it. So every RISE event will have a service component to it. We'll try to switch it up. Our goal is to switch it up every event. So we're not doing the same service event, but trying to help our community, help those in need and give back. And then the E stands for endurance. This is an endurance event. So that's gotta be a part of it. So we've got our first RISE event on June 1st. And then we have another one on August 24th. So the same day as the 5K, but the 5K is in the morning. RISE is in the evening. So folks can go home and get a little break and get rested up and come back for an evening of endurance. And one thing that we've really tried to do and separate from other events out there is we don't give a patch or a medal or anything like that. We give a coin, a challenge coin. So we've come up with a really cool design for that. So all the finishers will receive a challenge coin that they can carry with them and have as a little token of completing the event.
I want to go to Utah and do this.
So we've got two this year. Yeah, we've got one on June 1st and one on August 24th. I know August 24th lines up with some other events out there outside of Utah. But,
Hawaii.
I didn't want to say it, but our goal is to do a couple events of these a year. And, we got a little bit of a late start on deciding that, like I said, we're going to jump into this venture this year. So, yeah, we got a little bit late on advertising, but, we're going through – in the next year, we're going to get those dates out a lot sooner. And so people can plan a little bit better for that. So those are the two events or the 5K and then the RISE endurance events. Those are the two different types of events that we currently have out there. We do have one more that I'll speak to, but I didn't know if, before we go on, past RISE, I didn't know, that's what we're looking at on the endurance side. So,
man, I know the June 1st, if it wasn't for the fact that it's so soon and right now I literally can't lift anything more than 15 pounds until like June 15th, I'm not supposed to lift anything more than 15 pounds, but that would be fun. But, and then the other ones, I'm in Hawaii, so next year I'm definitely going to have to come down to Utah for one of these. But,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so, our goal is, not for it to be a beat-down session. We want it to be inspiring. We want, people are going to work. They're going to get outside their comfort zone, and they're going to learn that they can, that their mind is holding them back on things, and they can do more than what their mind's telling them. But really, we'll want people to have fun, and it will be a fun event. Again, it's not going to be a 3-4 hour beatdown. That's not what we want. That's not what these events are about. So.
And I mean, that's one thing I've really liked about the Hurricane Heats. I've been in most of the ones I have been have not been a beatdown. They've been, it's pushed me to my limit and beyond, you know, what I thought was my limit and beyond that. But it was still uplifting at the same time. It wasn't, you know, hey, you've hit your limit. You suck because that's where your limit is. It was, here's your limit. Here's where I think you can go farther, and here's how you can. And it built me up. And that's what I loved about those. And that's what it kind of sounds like yours is more of a, you know, let's find your limits and build you up and show you how you can go past them. And I love that.
So. Exactly. Yep. That's you're exactly right there. Yeah. You know, there's some events out there that you do some of these endurance events out there that it's a knockdown, beatdown session right from the beginning and throughout the whole event. And, you know, and those events are fine. I haven't participated in events like that, but, you know, I have my eye on some, but they serve their purpose and we need to have those kind of events out there. But, you know, we're really trying to use this one as more of an introductory type event for folks. So.
And see, I've never enjoyed, I mean, I know they have their place and some people enjoy this. For me, that's not one that I would enjoy. It was one where it's pretty much, and I've seen them where they're like, they take pride in the fact they're like, you know, 10% of the people that join this event actually finish. And I'm like, well, then why would I want to sign up?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, I want to be challenged, but I don't want to feel like a failure afterwards, you know, and I mean, which I know you don't always feel like. I mean, I've been through the DNF. I mean, when I DNF'd in Hawaii, you know, even though my foot was in a boot and I probably shouldn't even have been out there, I still had that like total like crushing feeling of I started something and I wasn't able to finish it. It took me a couple of days to really process, okay, this is what happened. This is what you need to learn from this. And it was a fail, but it's a fail that you can learn from. And that's what I love is to be able to have those where you are going to make mistakes and sometimes you are going to fail. But if you can learn from that failure, great. Some of those events, I feel like there's not a whole lot you can learn from them because they're designed to make you fail. You know what I mean? It's designed to say, okay, you have to be perfect to pass this. So if you failed, there's nothing to learn. It's just that you weren't perfect. And I enjoy the ones more of, hey, yeah, maybe I failed, but here's why, and this is what I can do to fix it. You know? Right. So I don't know. It's just kind of my own personal brain working on that. But so those are the Rise events. Do you have any more besides those?
Yeah, so we have 5K Rise Endurance. So we're going to be launching here real soon a longer endurance event. I'm not going to say the name on here because we'll make a formal announcement on our social media and our website on that. But that's going to be in October. Here in Utah, it's going to be a longer event, a little bit harder event for sure, a little bit more intense. And so that'll be coming up in October. We are wanting to do some virtual events too. Again, giving back to the community, right? So we did launch here in May a virtual only event benefiting the Ronald McDonald House. And we just launched it here within the last week or two. And basically what the Ronald McDonald House is here, and it's benefiting the Intermountain chapter, they call it. But basically the Ronald McDonald House supports families that have children at the Primary Children's Hospital, the Shriners Hospital, University of Utah Medical Center and other hospitals here in the Utah area. And they basically provide housing, food, and things like that for families that have children and other members at these hospitals. And so they provide it's a comfort thing to keep them comfortable, keep them supported, because that's the last thing that they need to worry about is finding a place to stay, finding a meal to eat while they're taking care of those that are in critical care there at the hospital. So we've got a cool patch we've designed out there. And we've also got a couple different shirts out there as well that folks can buy too. So again, proceeds are going to the Ronald McDonald House here to support those families that need help while they've got family and children in these hospitals here. So again, that's out on our social media, our Facebook page there, and haven't got it quite up on the website yet, but we're working on that this weekend to get that up there. And so that's again, that's another thing we're trying to do here is continue to give back to the community that we live in, work and play in. Going forward, we've got a couple events that we're close to launching here in the fall, mainly centered around 9/11 and that theme there. Some really cool things that we've been doing the last couple of years. Going to continue to do them here. One in-person event, Ruck/March, and then also a virtual component to event as well. And then looking forward to 2020, even though we still have some events in the works for this year, we're definitely looking forward to 2020 already. Not trying to grow too big, but we've got some ideas in mind for next year. We've thrown around the idea of possibly a trail race. Hope we can get a good venue here for that. We've got a rucking type event. I'll just leave it at that. And that's something that we're really looking forward to as well for those that are into rucking. And then we have a really good relationship with the Beast team, right? And we've always loved coming up to the Pacific Northwest and doing events with you guys up there, and we love having you down here in Utah. Right. And so there may be something in the works, possible joint event maybe. In the works for 2020, and we'll just kind of leave it at that. So little teaser out there, but more to come on that for sure. But, we love working with you guys and hanging out, and you guys are an awesome group up there. So we want to see where we can maybe meet up and do some more things together. So. So those are kind of what we're looking at now. And, our basis of the company is we're not out to make a fortune, get rich or anything like that. I'm happy to make the bare minimum amount of money that's needed is just to keep doing these events and watching people grow, watching people learn, give back to the community. And if I can do that, then I'm happy. And I know, Tiffany and I, that's all we want out of this is to put on great events that mean a lot to people and that we can also give back to a lot of people as well and support as many people as we can throughout the years. That's Tiffany and I's main goal, and we're going to work our butts off to do that. So
that's awesome. And I mean, honestly, those are the companies you want to support. The ones that are out there, like, we want to be the biggest and the best ever. You're like, yeah, whatever. The ones that are like, we just want to help people and do what we can. Those are the ones that I like. So I think it's awesome that, I mean, everything you're doing is trying to help, RWB, it's help veterans, help people that need it. Ronald McDonald House. I mean, it's not about you. It's about who you can help. And I think that's amazing. And I think that's what, I think that's what Beast is, about. And I mean, you're about, and I mean, it's awesome to see that that in this world. You see so much negativity in our world. And I mean, to hear that, you know, positivity from you and other people is amazing. So, yeah, I love that. So,
all right. I appreciate that, Mike. And yeah, I know you guys are doing a lot of amazing things up there. And it's been fun to watch the team grow up there from an OCR team into a nonprofit up there. And you guys are continuing to do more and more amazing things every day. And it's really cool that you guys have helped a lot of people up there. You continue to grow that. So, I do have to give a shout out to Faith here before we get too far along here. She's been an amazing part of this as well. In all of our, in our website and our logo and some of the other designs that we have out there, some of the swag, the coins, and some of our logos that we're using, that's been all her design work. So I got to make sure to give a shout out to Faith for doing that. So Tiffany and I are so grateful for her work and her involvement, and we wouldn't be able to be where we are in this short few months without her support. So
that's awesome. And honestly, for me, I mean, I'd always heard about Faith. I'd heard about her for a while, but I didn't actually get to finally meet her until Vegas this year. So that was awesome. I, like I said, I'd heard about her, but it was all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you're the Faith I keep hearing about. So, yeah. So
she's not this mystery person anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah. She's not, you know, I was kind of wondering if she really existed for a while, but now I met her. So she's a great person. Everything I've heard is great. So that's awesome. So, and I mean, the one thing with the Beast is, you know, like you said, they're a nonprofit. And I mean, from everything I get to kind of see, because, you know, like I've said before, a lot of people know that, you know, I'm the director of Washington, and I do a lot more behind the scenes than people, like, I guess, get to see. There's a lot to come. There's a lot more to come that people aren't seeing, that, you know, people on the board and the directors of the states and stuff like that are seeing things that are in the works that others don't get to see. And I mean, it's amazing what is coming. So, I mean, it's awesome. So, and to see also like your group and what's, you know, coming with True North and all that, I think there's a lot of good things coming, you know, for people. I mean, to take this thing that we love, we all love, you know, not just Spartan, but OCR, and to turn this into something that helps others. You know, I could do this for years and never make a dollar off it. But if I know that I'm helping others that can't help themselves because of bad situations or same things that happen, I'll be happy. So, and that's awesome. And that's awesome to hear True North and the Beast and other groups that do that. That's amazing. So,
that's what,
yeah.
You know, with all the ups and downs of life, you know, yeah, everything that goes on in people's lives and all the speed bumps, the roadblocks, and you know, these are the types of things I like being involved with, and they keep me going. You know, they're the things that keep me driving in life to do better, to be good, and to give back. You know. And that's what really one of the big things that drives me every day, waking up every day, and you know, what can I do to make a difference today? And this is where one of the things that, you know, we can do to do that. So,
which is awesome. So, I mean, and that's, you hear, like I've said earlier, you hear about all the negativity in the world and on social media and everything else, everything is negative now. And to hear groups of, you know, True North and, you know, Beast OCR of how they're trying to bring positivity back in this world is amazing. So that's awesome. So I am glad to say I'm your friend and that I know you. So that's all I have to say on that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Mike. And I'll say the same thing about you as well. And it's always, I know we don't get to see each other too often, but I know when we do run into each other, that can pick up that conversation and have a great conversation and talk about some of these great things that we're doing and where we're headed. And so it's always a pleasure to run into you at races and other things like that. So.
Right on. And I can't wait to see you again. So we are running up on the 1 hour mark, which is kind of where I like to keep the episode. So what do you want to say in closing? I mean, we've talked about where you've been, where you're going, True North, and how amazing that is. What do you want to say to our listeners in closing?
Yeah, I just, I know a lot of listeners that listen to this are up in the Pacific Northwest with the Beast Tour there, but, we've got a lot of great virtual events with True North Endurance and events as well. So you can participate virtually, still support some great causes, and we look forward to trying to work with the Beast going forward, into next year and maybe do some amazing things together. And I just want to say thank you to Mike and the BeastNet here. I really appreciate him reaching out and getting us on the podcast here and supporting what we're doing. And without folks like you, Mike, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So appreciate the support. Appreciate
you
spreading the message. And, we look forward to working more in the future.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, if it's a good message like you've got, I have no problem supporting it and spreading it. So I will make sure that you're, people know of True North and know where to go to sign up for it and to support all the great things you guys are working on. So this is awesome. So, yeah. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you, Matt, for being on this episode. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.